USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of COVID-19 cases around the world is now above 800,000. The death toll also continues to rise as more than 39,000 people have died. Here in the United States, there are more than 165,000 confirmed cases with almost 3,200 deaths. President Trump says he could see a scenario where he would recommend all Americans in public wear masks.
We haven't discussed it to that extent, but it's certainly something we could discuss. We're getting certainly the number of masks that you need. We are in the process of talking about things. I saw his suggestion on that, so we'll take a look at it. But I would hope it would be a very limited time. Doctors, they'll come back and say for the rest of our lives we have to wear masks.
CNN anchor Chris Cuomo has tested positive for coronavirus. Cuomo, the brother of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Trump administration says gun dealers and shooting ranges are essential businesses. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Gun shops are staying open while other businesses have been shut down because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Trump administration has deemed the firearms industry essential critical infrastructure. That ruling came from the Department of Homeland Security's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, and it covers firearms and ammunition dealers, as well as manufacturers, distributors, importers, and shooting ranges. The decision came after some intense lobbying from gun rights organizations.
Major League Baseball is announcing it will continue to pay all minor league players through at least May 31st. With the start of the season delayed due to the coronavirus outbreak, the players will receive $400 a week and medical benefits during the hiatus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Like other American companies, Minnesota-based MyPillow is refocusing its production to make face masks for healthcare workers on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic. MyPillow founder Mike Lindell was at the White House on Monday. He had a chance to speak during President Trump's press conference updating us on the coronavirus pandemic. Lindell had a message for Americans.
God gave us grace on November 8, 2016. To change the course we were on. God had been taken out of our schools and lives. A nation had turned its back on God. And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word, read our Bibles, and spend time with our families. Our president gave us so much hope where just a few short months ago, we had the best economy, the lowest unemployment, and wages going up. It was amazing. With our great president, vice president, and this administration, and all the great people in this country praying daily, we will get through this and get back to a place that's stronger and safer than ever.
Lindell has converted 75% of his manufacturing capacity to make 50,000 N95 masks a day for healthcare workers. The Trump administration is loosening up fuel efficiency standards. The EPA and Department of Transportation's new rule will likely face some court challenges. Under the new rules, fleet vehicles have to average 40 miles a gallon by the year 2026. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.